Revolution. CliffCentral.com.
It's Wednesday, and it's the football show. Why so serious, Theo Mojo?
Yeah.
Babies, cheer up. It's the football show. A show about football, astronomical transfer fees, the cancelled Pep Mourinho dance-off, the small boy-ism of Anthony Martial, Morocco Swallows, Lionel Messi's tax-evading hairstyle, Cristiano Ronaldo's jersey short tan, and your Uncle Kevin.
Salam.
Salam alaikum, Uncle.
Walaikum salam.
Your eardrum assault part two. Anele. And obviously Theo Mojo in the building.
Yeah, what's happening?
What did you fam? What's happening? Everybody good?
We back. All
right, let's just do some quick intros here. We got him. The man, Mkhaba aside, known to go for weeks without any form of nutritional sustenance, surviving only on the eternal nourishment provided by the regenerative properties of infinite knowledge of meaningless trivia. The man. All we know is that he's the oracle of all things football, the father of your life and your whole style, the man whose tweets you've been stealing for the last 5 years, nigga. The exemplary immigrant, the noble Nigerian, the god, Durag Jesus.
Durag. Yeah, Mr. Durag.
We do it for Durag Jesus, yeah. Who's not here today. Jesus again. And then we shall also introduce the primordial yellow bone, the navel of all things yellow. Her family invented the color yellow that sits on bananas today. The godmother of yellow boneism. The godmother of yellow bone privilege, Nandi Shabalala, who again is not with us today, but we're saying with her in spirit because it is the last day of the show. Should I do you?
Should I do you?
No homo.
Pause, nigga.
All we know is that he is our benevolent king of rich man swag.
I wish.
The man who spends his spare time tweaking financial algorithms on his Bloomberg workstation.
Power.
Exactly.
A symbol of black privilege.
Yeah.
The only non-president to ever date Glossa Michelle. The Londono God. I don't even know how to spell that. The God. Theo Mojo.
Theo. We're back. It is our last show. I hope you're tuning in. It's going to be fireworks. It's going to be like a pants party in my pants. Exactly that.
A pants party in my pants. Joining us in the studio today, we've got the Pretoria Cool Kid.
That's right.
We've got the Brains Trust of the Football Show. They've christened themselves that, apparently. They're the Brains Trust of the Football
That's
Show.
Right.
Your Uncle Kev, another gateway yellow bone.
Gateway.
A man with a beard as thick as any rainforest in the equatorial forest of South Africa.
As thick as your girl, homie.
You. If you search enough, you know, I always say this, if you search hard enough for your girlfriend, you'll probably find her in his beard.
Please, guys.
The God, your Uncle Kev, looking swaggerific. You look like $1 billion.
Yeah, man, you look like you could...
You look like financial freedom.
SAA some money.
You look like you've been dodging child payments for years.
Listen, don't be fooled, boy. It's a pack of knickknacks at home. That's all I have left. There's no money in these streets.
Shout out to Ghost Lowe's.
Thank you for joining us, Uncle Kev. We're also here with the Anza.
That's right.
Anyway, fans can tweet us on @footballshow, @footballshow without the CC, @footballshow, or you can call us on 0861-555-189. You can also follow us on Periscope @footballshow, I think, where we do nothing because it's ironic. You know, we had a hipster here as part of our entourage. Or you can also, like our Facebook page, which is The Football Show, emphasis on football with a PH. Now let's get into this damn thing, fam. Oh, sorry, ground rules, just in case we forgot about ground rules. There are no rules because it's the last one. But if we must Cristiano Ronaldo is the greatest athlete of all time. Since Jesus, swag surfed on the cross, obviously.
Since Kobe.
Get off his
your face.
Since Kobe retired.
He's the greatest human being.
He's the greatest human being because he pays taxes,
yep,
spends time with his son, and has the tan of a Benoni drug dealer. So who has that?
He's a complete package, bro.
He's a complete package. He's a complete package.
Oh, Villagazi has that.
Essentially, Cristiano Ronaldo is Ultramel. Oh. How complete is Ultramel? That's Cochani custard.
But the caramel version.
Yeah, the caramel version.
Yes.
Diabetes, bro. It's diabetes. Ravaging black people. Black
I told you guys are kids, man. This guy's a 1 year old. Caramel. It's already sweet, that thing. You want to put caramel now.
Muy.
Hey, you a child.
Hashtag muy. Hashtag yes.
Do you warm the caramel Ultramel?
What is that?
No, you, well, you warm have it, up. It. You have it straight.
No, you have it straight from the fridge.
Without any
not even in a bowl. Can of fruits.
Can of fruits for who?
Just take custard.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Elif, I think it's better of you because you're black.
There's a white guy in a black costume.
No, when you're black, you don't have fruits. The fruits, dog. That tin of fruits there with the syrup.
What?
Those cool.
White guys.
Yeah, they're cool, dog. That's for black people, not for though you white by what? Eating. Dog, I'm telling you right now, bro. That can of cool fruits, find pineapple, peaches, everything inside that motherfucker, bro.
Yeah,
that is sweetness.
Let's talk about some football results that happened over the weekend. We have a lot of preseason results are beginning to trickle in now.
I'm a friendly.
Yo, have you ever played a friendly with a girl? You know, you invite her over, friendly fixture.
Yeah. Some of us, you know.
You don't do friendlies.
See us. Some of us that are married. Shout out.
Yeah, you
some
don't do friendlies. Married.
We play 90 minutes competitive football.
You play to win. Competitive football.
90 minutes.
I'm not married yet, but...
You know, coming out of Ramadan, I had a hard friendly. Hard friendly.
Yeah, you had a hard friendly.
I know.
This guy was sour the whole day.
Anyway, Celtic 5, Leicester City 6. Uneventful on the pitch, but Leicester eventually popped Celtic in the nerds, bringing a new meaning to sudden death. Theo Moja, any thoughts on that? Riyad Mahrez.
He's okay, that guy. Eh?
He's okay. Yeah?
He's alright. He's a good footballer, that guy.
Step over, gents.
Hey, no, that's step over, though.
Step over.
But those legs, they're
it's
so thin.
Legs, yeah. He's got thin legs. He can step over for
he's
days.
He's like a praying mantis, bro. He's like a tiny ass legs. I don't know how he does it, but you think he's going to move to Arsenal?
That's just, right.
Look, I think the whispers are getting louder and louder.
14 million or something.
Yeah, but we'll get to Arsenal later because I don't want to talk about them, Chief. They're basics, those guys. Brendan Rodgers loses another game.
As per usual.
Oh, wow.
He lost last week against Gibraltar.
Yeah. Against a bunch of bakers, bro.
Against a bunch of bakers. There was a guy who was a plumber in that team.
Postman.
Yeah. No ways.
How many people? No, there are more.
You, respect us also.
Soweto has a bigger population than Gibraltar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you spell Gibraltar?
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar, I don't know. G-I-B-R-A-T-L-A-R.
That's how the rock of Gibraltar.
That's how bad that situation is. Speaking of bad situations, Man United lost 4-1 to Borussia Dortmund.
That's a big team, gents.
You know what? This is our third string squad. We were out in China. We were trying to get used to all the fog. And you know the how thick the
Borussia
the
had
pollution
played,
is in
Borussia
China.
Had played two games more than us. They had prepared for at least about 20 days more than us.
Oh. And
so
and they don't have Marcos Rojo, so that's another plus for them. We've got issues, man. We've got a lot of issues.
But you know what? Preseason is preseason, guys. When it matters is from the community shield. That's when it matters.
You know, Memphis. Day. Memphis looks like he's just given up on football.
Nah, he needs to be
a rapper.
Yeah. After all those videos of working out, he still looks that pup.
That guy's.
He's so slow, and I don't.
You know how
I
knew he's a pup guy after I saw him on Saturday. He's a pup guy. After working out like that,
all he cares about is his tattoos.
No, but you can't say
and customizing his cars.
He chews bums.
He was with Carucci. Now the last boy. How can you say he's pup?
Okay, must say he's a pup footballer.
Yeah, fair.
Nah, that guy doesn't know. Is he a left side midfielder? Is he a left forward? Is he
but
a
is
forward?
That his problem? Or it's a problem that must be directed towards the coaches who don't know where to play him.
No, but where he usually played on the left.
How old is Memphis? 22, 23?
22.
But still, guys.
The best bumps.
doing the best bumps.
As football gents. Yeah. Talk about football here.
He should just go back to Holland.
He needs to he needs to bullet. That guy needs to go.
Go on loan to Ajax for
FC 20 even.
Yeah, yeah.
Go there to 20.
It is going to.
And speaking of truncated pre-seasons, you guys, Man United, you couldn't play over because...
there's fungus on the pitch.
Fungus on the pitch.
Yeah.
Against Man City.
Yeah.
How do you think that will affect the pre-season, whatever, whatever, you know, preparations for the new season?
We already have a short preseason. Mm. And I don't know. I just feel preseason,
it drains players also.
Yeah,
right?
It depends. So if you overdo if you overdo it, you end up being like United under Van Gaal, who played like a game every two days.
Yeah.
And if you underdo it, then you become like Mourinho at Chelsea, who just went on tour for like three games.
Mm.
So it's kind of difficult to find a balance. But I still think, you know what? I think the spirit in the camp.
Yeah.
The spirit.
Get down.
No, listen.
Training regime straight off the jet.
On the plane, yeah.
Yeah, we went for training game.
What do you guys want?
Niggas want to play for
him. Give them a rest.
Niggas want to play for Mourinho.
They had an 11 hour flight. These guys are professionals.
Come on, man.
These guys are professional.
Where have you seen Wenger come off a plane and then say, now we're going to go have a training session down by the beach?
I don't bloom with him.
Zero. This is why you guys are always just making top four.
Where did your you guys fate. Make for the
but
last
But they're saying
years?
That they're going to have a
what
game
did you guys
indoors.
Make for the last three
for the last 3 years?
Theo Mojo?
They're going to have a preseason game, Man City United, behind closed doors, supposedly. It's going to be... just to make up for one they lost here in China. So, and it was a mess. The whole thing was a mess. We should never.
But they're back now.
Yeah, we're back. But first of all, the plane got lost. Some of the players got lost. They went to Teen Jani.
Memphis was one of them. I was just like, you should have just stayed there.
Should have just left him
surprise.
There.
Surprise.
Yeah, but anyways, let's hope the season comes in and Paul Pogba comes and revitalizes midfield. And
we'll get into that Pogba thing in a minute.
Can't wait.
I can't wait.
I didn't write these notes. Arsenal, the gods of glorious failure, drew with a French team whose name we can't even pronounce properly.
They're in the second division.
Lens, Lanesia. Come on.
They're in the second division. Yes. We need to make that clear. They play in the second division.
Yeah, in League 2.
League
2.
League 2.
Your boy's back with his...
He's back with his...
League 2.
League 2.
League
2. It's League Mongolia.
League
2. But anyway, I don't read too much into preseason games anyway. But I think
what about Mertesacker?
Mertesacker.
I'm so happy.
At least 3 months.
Allah is merciful. I've been praying for Mertesacker to leave. Can he coach under 16? Let him go coach under 16.
With Gabriel, you have the same player there.
Wait.
Poor players.
Mertesacker's not a bad football player. What are you talking about? He's a decent centre-back,
it's this perception that people have bought into that...
Because he's not fast?
Because he's not fast. But positionally, he's smart. He's a better player.
Ball-playing centre-back.
I think that combination of Kuchelny and Mertesacker is a better combination
than Gabriel.
I'm telling you, Gabriel is going to drink you guys.
But also, people forget about Gabriel at Villarreal. Guaranteed clean sheets. I think he's gone through his period of adaptation. He should do well for Arsenal.
So it should be interesting to see how he does at United.
And then Steve Bruce resigned 3 weeks before the beginning of the season. A death knell to the dreams of all aspirant Mkhaba gods. You can't see anyone with Mkhaba on the touchline.
Sam Allardyce was getting lean. Have you seen him? He's getting lean, the nigga. He's getting lean for that job, bro.
Well, look, we don't care. We actually don't care. Morocco Swallows pulled out. Morocco Swallows pulled out of a deal to take over Free State Stars. Remember we spoke about this last week about
struggles.
I was just with Uncle Kev last week.
That's right.
When we spoke about the deal,
they left me behind.
How do these PSL rules work? These guys announced this deal as if it was wrapped up. I remember listening to Panyaza Lesufi last week on radio on Friday.
On Metro.
Everywhere, boss. Everywhere.
Hit up. How do you buy your way back into the Premier League? That is the biggest How does it happen?
That means
if Newcastle got relegated, they would be able to buy
Liverpool,
Middlesbrough out of their Premier League status. And what happens to middle
class? How poor is that?
What the hell is that shit?
Direct Jesus spoke about this, I think, on, when we were speaking on Monday, and he was saying it's basically predicated on the same rules as you'd find in an NBA kind of system. Yeah.
So the franchise
is bought out. You can, like how the Seattle Sonics were bought by Oakland.
Sounders.
Someone was bought by OKC. When OKC came in, they bought someone. Seattle Supersonics. So it's basically the same
thing. So they change the name, they change everything, they change
still
the
poor.
Colors.
That is poor. I think it's still poor.
Yeah.
But in that situation, it's because they moved cities as well.
Yeah,
if they hadn't moved cities, it would have stayed the Supersonics, but another name.
Morocco was still going to be in Dobsonville.
Yeah.
They were still going to be in Dobsonville. They were going to move Free State to Dobsonville.
We just have some breaking news from the Mirror Football. Not so much the Ebola of media, but, you know, close. They say teams can now use a fourth sub in extra time from quarterfinal round in this season's FA Cup. I don't know what that is as useful.
2016 is just doing nuts.
That's the magic of the FA Cup.
We've got a tweet on Twitter from Aishulani Patrick. What up, Patrick? He says, "Where are the scrapers? What are scrapers? Look, we love scrapers, but we couldn't get our favorite scraper Erica in the building today.
It's cold, man.
Oh my god, I might have used a real name. We couldn't get her in the studio today because it's cold out there, fam. It's cold out there. But we love the scrapers. You know the football show. We are still on record as the only radio show in South Africa to have put on a stripper live on air. Who does that? The football show.
Exciting times.
Swag. Anyway, let's move on. David Moyes returns to Sunderland.
Moyes.
Returns to Sunderland.
He's back.
And targets.
The guy with a worried look on his face 24/7.
Mr. Mediocrity.
He just looks worried the whole time. Like, I've never seen that guy smiling. He's always just...
He's worsting. Anyway, he has targeted the glorious, hapless mediocrity that is Adnan Januzaj. Adnan Januzaj is one of his first signings.
Yes.
And obviously he's going to take Fellaini.
He has to take Fellaini. It's his love child. Him and Fellaini go way back, man.
It's his queen.
They love each other. Those two bath together. I'm sure they used to bath together at United and Everton.
Bath together?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. That's how close they are. But Januzaj will probably go to Sunderland.
Brother, boy.
Is that a step forward for him? Because remember last season he got loaned to Dortmund,
He played 20 minutes, I think, in that whole loan period.
And then he advocates for Mkhitaryan to come through.
And like, dude, okay, you're not even playing yourself. He's going to take your position. You understand that, right?
You're going further down the bench because whoever was playing on that side, Mkhitaryan's going to take his place. Then that guy's going to take your place on the bench.
Yeah, so essentially he's going to be in the reserves.
He's going to play in the under-21s.
Basically, yeah. That's what's going to happen.
Tough.
Okay, but, and then there's this issue with... Sorry, Theo.
So I think Adnan, his career has just taken... From one average season with Moyes,
I think he needs to go to Sunderland. If he wants to rekindle his career, he needs to go.
But he needs
to get out of the Premier League. I think he needs to get out of the Premier League.
Now wait, He's like a shit De La Feo from Everton.
He's got all the skill, but he's got no final third pass. You know that Walcott where you're in...
He's basically
a shit Walcott.
Yeah. No, he's a Walcott.
He doesn't have the pace of Walcott.
He doesn't have the gas of Walcott.
I think he stands a better chance of playing for England than Walcott.
He doesn't have the pace.
No, Walcott will play for England.
He couldn't finish a fucking biscuit that time. Bro.
Anyway, Jurgen Klopp has sent... is it Mamadou Sakho?
He sent him home for...
What's the story?
This guy's going to slow, bro.
But when they say sent him home, where did they actually send him?
Back to Africa.
Back to Senegal.
Back to Bamako.
He's here with us in studio, actually.
Yeah.
He'll be arriving in 5.
Apparently, the idea is that he's got an attitude problem, but I thought it had maybe something to do with the drug conviction. It's a gateway to
sex. Those guys, Liverpool didn't come out and support him, did they?
They didn't, yeah.
They sort of were like, well, you do what you have to
do. And I remember we were talking saying it's weird how he has decided that he's not going to play.
Yeah, but...
Without the sanction being passed by WADA. Yeah, I remember that.
And also, he actually got everything lifted because he was allowed to... I mean, that thing, what did he take? Weight loss?
Yeah.
And then Liverpool didn't come out and support him, but for a racist like Suarez, they came in droves. That maggot,
the cannibal,
was allowed to fucking get t-shirts printed with his face on it.
Is it Under Armour or Adidas?
I don't even know who it was. But
why would it be Under Armour?
But they won't come out and support a black player who's been accused of doping. But Suarez,
doping,
he gets the full support of the club.
Legalized doping. Key message from the football show. PSA, legalized doping.
Legalized doping.
You have to legalize doping. Whose drugs are better than whose drugs? You see, and then we'll see real sport.
Do you agree with this, Kevin? Because, you know, every time they say this, we're usually quiet. Yeah. We haven't really had an
legalized doping.
What
legalized doping.
Legalize it, man.
ACH Cappuccino.
Make it like Formula One. Yeah. All cars can have as much capacity as possible.
As much as possible.
Don't advocate for Nyaupe, guys.
We want.
We're not Kevin are not advocating for Nyaupe.
Who said drugs?
HGH.
That's a gateway.
It's a gateway.
It's a gateway to sex, drugs, and girls.
Wait.
Wow. We got Cinquas on the show today.
Yes. Okay.
Let's move along swiftly to the second segment. We wanted to talk about obscene transfer fees. Obscene, vulgar, rude, naked, zonke.
Nyanyisa.
Skuen transfer fees.
Skuen transfer fees. I mean, the amounts of money that were being told, that are being bandied about with regard to Paul Pogba, Gonzalo Higuain recently. What's his name? Pogba is 2 billion rand or something like that?
2.5 billion rand.
What is that? The whole Juventus stadium was built with 100 million.
I thought you'd say Juventus.
100 million.
I thought you said Juventus.
I thought you said Higuain. Higuain.
El
Pipito.
Now it's Higuain.
Yeah.
The whole of the stadium.
So what do you guys think? Do you think these preposterous, absurd transfer fees are worth... Are they? Is this the real value or has the market gone crazy? Have we lost... Is it broken? Is the system broken and have we lost our minds? Because... Juan Verón. He was
28 million.
And he was one of the highest
quality players.
British record.
Yeah.
Zidane was what? 45 million euros.
Yeah. True. Figo, 50.
50.
Yeah.
These guys, players at the top of their game.
Yeah. I just don't believe
all time greats that'll get into any team. Mm. A Paul Pogba, 22 years old, who scored 31 goals for Juventus.
Yeah.
Is now 145 million.
Guys,
is the correlation?
I don't believe in a player who's not scoring more than 50
goals. In the midfield,
goals,
yeah, in the midfield you can't be winning.
And you are paying 100 million for that player. Even Zidane himself, great player, don't get me wrong, one of my favorite players of all time.
Don't slander.
One of my favorite players of all time.
Don't even
slander. Not actually one of my, probably is my favorite player of all time. But he's a midfielder. And you know what? You assist for another guy to score. What if that guy doesn't score?
No, so what are you saying? You pay for goals.
You cannot pay that amount of money for a guy who doesn't guarantee you something that will materially affect the game.
What about defenders? Look at Lilian Thuram. At guys like Maldini.
Yeah, Lilian Thuram was the most expensive defender for like a while.
At one time, yeah. He was, when he went from Parma to Juve.
I don't believe in that.
You look
that's a warp away from being
watched. Defenders win you seasons. Forwards win you games.
Yeah.
Defenders will go for... I mean, they said Maldini and I think Baresi went 156 games and they conceded like 38 goals or something like that. Ridiculous.
Will you season?
So, those two between them have won them a Scudetto.
Yeah.
So, now, how much do you value that Scudetto to someone who scores you 40 goals a season? Where's the comparison? You need
TV money now. We're here for entertainment value. I'm not here to see someone keep his defensive shape.
That's what wins you goals, though.
I'm not standing with that.
I'm here to see Shibobos. I'm here to see the crowd go.
You see, this is why South Africa will
never go. I'm just saying, you know, you can have the best.
I pay 150.
You can have the best 10 players
to resurrect the ever wasteful Mark Mayimbela right now. Whichever song came resurrect that guy, I've got 150 for you.
Guys, you can have 10 players, right, who are all great players, and then the guy up front is a sink of note.
Yeah.
You're not going to win games.
You're not going to win games.
Telling me that those guys in the midfield and the defense, you're willing to pay 50 over for a player who's going to keep a clean sheet. But you must remember, a clean sheet is not up to an individual. A clean sheet is up to a team.
No, but there are players
who get it's up to a team.
The spine of the team needs to be there. You need to have a
does,
great
a
midfielder.
Yes, it does.
And then a fantastic center back.
It does. But it's still a team effort. Whereas a goal is an individual effort. That's why the shine is always
not really,
on the guy.
Really. Not really. Goals are not individual effort.
The guy who puts it in the back of the net.
If it's a tap, it's not an individual effort. Come on, guys.
Do you remember when Cesc Fabregas was doing nuts and just like assisting from any part of the pitch? Just put that in the back of the net. If you can do that, you're
Basically,
probably doing more.
Cesc Fabregas was lube.
Wait, let me ask you this.
Cesc Fabregas was lube.
The lube in the Arsenal.
Was lube.
Was in the Arsenal.
When Fabregas was Moy. When Fabregas was Moy.
Yeah.
Let's put him in the Chiefs midfield. How many assists is he going to get?
Yeah, how many?
How many assists is he going to get? With Ndulula and Tembo up front.
How many assists? How many assists
is he going to get? Gan assists.
Gan. It's not a wife.
So what are we saying? We're saying
kids only.
So now that 30 is the new 20, right? So you know 30 million is now being it's paid nothing. For just the average. I mean, Troy Deeney was
Sadio Mane.
Something Sadio Mane. You look at guys like, you know, Bailey we just bought now for 30 million. His guys are moving it. I mean, Cesc Fabregas was 30 million to Barcelona.
Coming Torres, back from Barca, he was also 30.
Was he 30?
Yeah, he was 35. In fact, below 30 because he was 25.
Guys like Di Maria was what, 56 million?
Boy.
So now if we're going to pay a hot three times what Di Maria cost.
Before you talk about salary.
Before his salary, before image rights, before... There's so many things that are not add-ons that are on there. So it could even rise to 160.
Yeah.
Easily.
Guys, is he worth that money?
If he scored 50 goals a season, we wouldn't be talking about this.
No, but
right
I
now.
Don't agree with this argument that goals are the barometer of the quality of a player.
Fantastic player. Because Zidane didn't score transfer, you...
No, that's right.
Would you pay 100 for a keeper? Would you pay 100 million for Manuel Neuer?
I'd pay 50 million for Manuel Neuer.
Yeah, definitely.
I would pay 50 million for Manuel Neuer.
A 22-year-old, how old is Manuel Neuer now? 23 or something?
24, 25?
I'd you pay that much for Manuel Neuer. 50 million for him?
Yeah.
Swaggy. You understand? So him, swag him or Fabianski? Him or Fabianski?
There's 20 million of swag that we need to account for Pogba.
Let me tell you something. Once a player is one-on-one with a keeper,
right,
yeah, Manuel Neuer stands a better chance of saving that goal. But let me tell you something. The chances are that guy's going to score. Whether Manuel Neuer is in goal or whether Fabianski is in goal, at the end of the day, once you are one-on-one with the keeper, equals goals.
Uzo. No, yeah. That's
Uzo.
Gotta talk it rubbish.
So, what you're saying is, okay, Otamendi last season also 34 million.
Yeah. Cinqua. Look at that.
Raheem Sterling. 50 million.
Look how many goals Man City conceded. Look how many goals
Raheem Sterling. Yes.
Look at how many goals.
Sterling's weak.
Look at how many
about Raheem Sterling.
Raheem Sterling was 50 million pounds.
But how many goals did Raheem score? That's
shit.
I don't believe in
he
it as
didn't
well.
Even score
he scored
eight.
Like eight.
He didn't
yeah.
Score
that's
eight.
No, he does. He scores poor amounts of goals. That's why I don't believe in. Why would you pay 50 for a guy who doesn't guarantee you an end
but
product?
Would was he there to go in and score 40 goals a season? Probably not. Was he there to go and assist and probably get like 20 goals a season? Yeah, probably. So he's not there to, as a complete goal scorer.
But even his assist numbers, are they worth it for
No, he's not. Definitely not. We agree with that. But what
Pogba's,
I'm saying is,
Pogba's
Pogba is complete. That's why he's overvalued. You can't... 145 million.
No, he's definitely overvalued.
But what happens now? Does United go out and buy a Matuidi and maybe a Cruz and then a left back or
for
right back?
Each. They have to go for 80 each now.
So you
80?
Buy, you buy three players for that amount of money. What do you do? Do you go for Pogba or three players? What do you guys think?
Standard three players.
You know what?
Who would your three be?
The Pogba deal. The Pogba deal is much more than just a football deal.
It's beyond that.
It's beyond just the football pitch. And that's why I don't believe in the Pogba deal because we let him go for free. But if we hadn't let him go for free, if he wasn't our player to begin with, I wouldn't. It's not my money. I wouldn't mind them spending.
Your money.
I wouldn't mind them spending 100 on him because it's not just a football deal. You know, I think it was a comrade question who actually told me, or was it you, Kevin, who told me about the fact that his name has been ranked as the most commercially viable name in football at the moment.
Yeah. Not in
shirt
football,
sales.
In what? In sports.
Oh, oh really?
Yeah. Look at that.
Damn, okay.
So that. It makes
one
sense
of the
for
most
me.
Highest marketable players in sports. He,
who's that?
The homie Steph. Pogba,
the homie Steph.
Ronaldo is actually 27th on that list.
Is
if I'm not mistaken.
So that's 100 million right there.
So at least,
let's think about it.
He's got
though.
Good looks on his side, Ronaldo. You see, that's what makes him a god. But people don't like
him. Now, why are you on this, niggas?
Then you shouldn't be on this show.
He's the greatest footballer ever.
He's the greatest footballer ever of all time.
He's like Maradona.
I love him, but you know what? I'm not riding. I'm not riding
like
on him.
Maradona and Pele together.
Maradona and Pele together and taller.
And taller.
And taller.
You can't say ever.
With a Bugatti.
With a yacht. With a yacht.
He
is the greatest player ever.
Okay, so let's move on to Gonzalo Higuain.
Who's got Pipito.
Pipito.
I just saw him getting off a private jet in Turin.
In Turin, yeah, I saw that.
Greeted by the hordes of the Bianconeri, chanting his name.
A big player, that
the man has come to Turin,
big
and
player.
It is going to be a season.
Big player with no big game temperament. That's the problem. No,
he doesn't have any BMT.
He doesn't have BMT, and I mean, he misses when he needs to score.
If you're playing for Juve, what BMT do you need? Because you're going to play against Torino and play against poor Inter. All of those teams are poor except literally Juve.
It's about the Champions League now.
Yeah,
look at the players they've got. Look at the players they've got up front. Diabala. They've got Higuain, El
they've
Pipito,
got,
what's that? And they've got
Mandzukic.
Mario.
And they just bought Piacha, the guy.
Pjanic
in midfield. Yeah. Piacha, who's like that forward who plays up front. Yeah. He's also like a left-sided forward. They've got strength in depth. Storaro in midfield. They have Alexandro on the left.
Yeah. Leonardo Bellucci.
Did you see that graphic of the Juve 22?
Yes.
They've got two teams. So let's read out this graphic,
man,
of like Juventus's like first 22. They don't have a first 11. They have a first 22, and it is as follows. This is ridiculous, man.
How's that back three?
So the first one Barzali is obviously Buffon in a 3-5-2 formation. The first one: Chiellini, Bonucci, Barzagli, Alexandro, Pjanic, Alves, Khedira, Marquisio, Dybala, Higuain. Mm. That's the first 11, right?
Highest boss.
Second 11, Neto in goals, Benassia, Mehdi Benassia,
Rugani from Roma.
Rugani.
Probably one of the best defenders in Serie A last year.
Lichtsteiner. Patrice Evra.
Sturaro.
Lemina. Asamoah.
Piacha.
And Mandzukic.
Guys, we are talking about probably the best squad in Europe.
In Europe right now,
there's no squad. I think besides Bayern.
But does Massimo Allegri have it in him to be able to bring the best out of the squad? That's the question.
Well, with a 36 goal a season, Higuain.
Yeah.
With the Dybala who's been playing like
fire.
Out of his
skin, he's been doing holy.
And you've got Mandzukic coming off the bench.
Mario.
I am scared. They're going to win Serie A by December.
Easy.
They'll win it easily. But Bonucci, they're saying
United
wants for 40
million.
Yep.
There's no way we can get both.
But I would,
no way we'd get both.
The thing is, I don't see Juve selling him for.
But I'd rather get Bonucci.
Him and Pogba.
I'd rather get Bonucci than Pogba.
That's fine.
Honestly speaking.
That's fine.
If you ask me right now.
Zlatan, Pogba or Matuidi, Bonucci.
Bonucci. I'd rather have Matuidi, Bonucci.
We've got a WeChat message from Yao Kodua Agiekum, who says, "What up, fam?
Yes,
I'm going to miss you, guy. Oh. Thanks for the happy moments and memories. We're going to miss you too, man.
Happy moment. We only made him happy once. Boy, come on.
Come on, boy. Come on, now. We've only made... Oh, he's unlucky to react. Jesus is not here because they've had that debate about Ghanaian jollof rice and Nigerian jollof rice for days. But
and which one have we decided?
We decided
that
Nigerian jollof rice
one.
Is the best.
Okay.
Nigerian jollof rice, yeah.
Isn't there a dish in Nigeria called ogusu? Where it's like a big dish, and they just put heels,
and you just eat,
and fucking rice,
ogusu soup, or something. It's like a,
fish, fish
eat in
rice,
that
and it sounds,
like
delicious.
No, remember the office?
At the office we talk about, even Chubak Pom knows about it.
Exactly.
Come on, let us move on. Let's move on swiftly. The last five most expensive footballers. So we want to talk about Figo, Kaká, Cristiano, Zidane, and Bale.
Ricardo,
Figo was 50. Kaká was what? 60? So they're about.
Yeah.
Cristiano
was
man.
Holy. He was one of the holiest guys.
But he went to Real and flopped.
Yeah, he was holy at the time.
He was holy. He was doing the holy. I remember that 7-0. Was it 7-0 against Roma?
When he was playing
for AC, AC Milan.
Oh,
and then there's that 3-0 against United.
That's probably one of the most complete performances
like
by a midfielder.
Like a hot knife through butter.
I'll never forget that.
It's like a slalom run. He's running through midfield. He passes one, passes two, slalom run. Slots the ball in the back.
I had to buy a jersey after that, huh?
You had to buy a jersey. 22.
Oh my God,
22.
I went to go buy that jersey,
things,
man.
With him and Gattuso and Pirlo in midfield.
That was one of the best midfielders of all time. So, Figo, we can say he was worth it.
Definitely.
He was worth, what is it, 45 million?
At that time. Swagless.
At that time. What? Swagless.
What?
No, you're fucking swagless. Go sleep,
no
bro.
He's
Figo.
At all times, he's wearing a tracksuit. He's wearing a tracksuit of hair on his leg.
But who had swag back in that day?
Yeah.
No one had swag back in that day.
No.
Have you seen the jerseys, bro?
Thierry Henry had swag.
What is Thierry? They're wearing those Nike Tiempos.
Torres Gay. Swag, boy.
David Trezeguet.
Online.
It was hectic swag in those days.
There was hectic swag. Kaká
got that old man swag.
Cristiano obviously worth it. Yeah. He's still proving that he's worth the 80 million now.
Even
Zidane
though.
We've spoken about. Gareth Bale obviously worth
standard
the world record fee. So
go
what?
On,
like,
and Gonzalo's more.
Okay,
expensive.
So final decision. What are people buying in Paul Pogba? What is Man United supposed to be?
His marketability.
You're buying someone that's going to run from that box to the other box.
Is it a box
You're buying someone who's going to assist at least 15 assists from a deep midfield role.
So let's put it this way, right? It's basically N'Golo Kante, so that's about 35 million. Yeah. Okay. Then you get a bit of a Lampard-ish,
yeah.
So it's about, let's say another 20. Yeah. About, what, 55 million pounds already.
And then you get a Blaise Matuidi on
then
top
of it.
Then
a Yaya. And a bit of Yaya. You got a bit of Yaya. Yaya was what, 30 million as well. So about,
and then after that,
million.
You get a 23-year-old who can do all of that.
And he's the most marketable sportsman right now.
And, yeah, Adidas do and United, and he's in Adidas.
He's actually in Miami right now. Playing basketball.
Did you see the Adidas video this morning?
Yeah, I saw that.
I mean, the cheek.
The cheek.
Don't read. Don't believe what you read in papers.
Yeah, the cheek.
Adidas. Oh yes, I'm going to buy whatever he's selling. Give
and
it
Raiola wants 20 million from that deal.
No, but is it a case of Man United are being given the finger by a player whom they let go for free, and you're now paying a premium on ignorance and neglect?
It is. It's completely.
Yeah.
But now a massive thing here was that when I think Pogba signed, I don't know if you think he signed a new contract in 2 years ago, or whatever.
Yeah.
Raiola put in there a clause saying if he is sold on from Juventus, he receives 20% of the transfer fee.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
written in there yeah. in his contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, as much as I hate and as sickening as it is to know that a man is going to get 20 million pounds, or 25 million,
for going to go swim with
people in Miami and fucking. He deserves the money.
He deserves it.
But then now the other problem is Raiola. Did you hear what he did at Dortmund?
No,
they had a meeting at Dortmund about Mkhitaryan, and Dortmund were refusing. They wanted a bigger price. He flipped tables.
He started throwing chairs
and tables in the room. He's like, fuck this shit. The player's moving to Manchester. I don't care what you're doing.
And then literally the next day, Mkhitaryan calls
but I mean, this is like, I go to Manchester. We know how every agent always has their transfer window.
Yeah.
You know,
this is Raiola's.
This is Raiola's window, Mkhitaryan, and he's got someone else.
Yeah, I think Ramirez, if I'm not
Zlatan.
Mistaken. Zlatan is part of it. Yeah.
Zlatan with Raiola as well.
Yeah. And Lukaku. Lukaku's there.
What's the other, the black guy?
Eric Bailly.
No, the black guy, the Italian.
Balotelli. Yeah.
Balotelli's
there. He's his biggest.
Flop.
No. Flop.
Yeah, he is his biggest flop.
But I think China's the next revolution. Yeah, that's where Raiola's like, actually going there.
Are we seeing a response from European teams and the Premier League and Europe in general to China's hegemony and China's perceived preponderance as a financial power? I mean, I think Xi Jinping was talking about, you know, how he wants China to be to spend how much? 850 billion?
Yeah, 850 billion dollars over the next 10 years.
10 years in Asian football, in Chinese football
alone. They will buy football and bring it to China.
Yeah.
They're going to make it the biggest sport in the whole of Asia, and they're going to make sure they get the best players. I mean, Graziano Pelle. He's the third highest footballer in the world. On the planet. A guy from Southampton who came from, I think it was Torino. Like,
or Atalanta. Or Cagliari.
The guy's coming there and, you know
still at the peak of his powers even. It's not like he's going for retirement pay.
Well, he's 30 this year.
Yeah,
he's 30 this year.
86.
They've got money to waste, these guys. You know, what do you say at the press conference? Yeah, you know, it's always been my dream to
play for a long time.
To play for
Shenhua.
And thanks very much. You know, the money's okay, but
even,
I love China more.
Even Tony Adams was set to take up the under-18 coaching role at Arsenal, which had been vacated by Thierry Henry because of his fight with Arsene Wenger. But now Tony Adams has also jumped ship and he's joined Long Fan, I think.
Money for
an undisclosed amount of money. I think it's also just a lot of money. So, are we looking at a possibility of, you know, looking at the Chinese Premier League and thinking, wow, this is where the... Let's think about it in 10 years.
Things change in 10 years.
Ten years
ago, we were watching AC Milan lifting Champions League.
Yeah, consecutive ones. We're like,
there was the best league.
Italian football was still a superpower.
But...
No, Italian football actually suffered.
The Chinese national team first have to qualify for World Cup. That's the first thing.
They've got a billion people to choose from.
Develop their own players. Why don't they develop their own players?
Because they're shit, probably. And also another thing is because China, you know, they weren't allowed to meet 10 or more people weren't allowed to meet in like some place. That was a long period of time. But then now,
it's not like the IPL.
They've now brought this in now. They're allowing more people to come in. But the culture's not there. Football's not a big culture for them.
Yeah, true.
Rather spend on development of the culture. Develop your own players instead of just bringing everyone.
No, I understand.
That's why they want to do it in 10 years.
It is a form of development.
If you bring in Messi.
Yeah, and it's a form of development.
How so?
But of course, Messi get
the teams become better.
Ding Zong gets to play with Messi, and when he's playing with Messi, he gets to understand football from Messi's point of view, and that makes him a better player. I understand that, but what I'm saying is, it's not like you see the IPL, the Indian Premier League.
Yeah.
India's already a big cricket nation.
Yeah.
So with that, it's easier to propel them to the next stage. Whereas the Chinese football, they can't even qualify. I'm sure they can't even qualify for the Asia Cup. Now you're expecting them in the next 10 years. You know, that thing won't be in our lifetime.
Getting beaten
it won't
by
be in
Iran.
Our lifetime.
But never. I'm telling you, they're going to. I mean, they bought that Alex Teixeira from Shakhtar for like 35 million, I think.
And then they've just bought Hulk. Hulk.
But their quality.
You know, Hulk is the fifth most valuable football player in terms of transfers. Because he went from Porto to Zenit for like 30 million, and then now he's gone another 40 million to this fucking. Sorry, I don't know.
He's a good player. He's a good player.
He's decent. But it's going to be like China's going to. Mendes is going to. I mean, Ramirez went there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Graziano. I don't know if Graziano Pelle is there as one of his players as well. But he's also made a fortune. And some of the Chinese teams are bought into his agency. So he's bringing all his players, once they're at the end of their useful life, straight to China. And he's going to make billions. And he already. I mean, let's say Cristiano's going to be playing in China soon.
Yeah.
If the money's good, if he's getting £1 million a week, would you say no?
It'll be just like the MLS. They all go there when they are tired, but they do nothing. It's just for commercial value. That's it.
Yeah.
And it hasn't increased the level of football in the MLS to any extent.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, when you have Robbie Keane still scoring.
No, the American team is good. The American team is better. Yeah. It's better, but still, it's not that great.
Anyway, let's move on to our favorite segment, the laundromat.
We're
going to speak about a few things here. Let's start off first with Messi's hairstyle. Poor. I mean, first was Samir Nasri, then Aaron Ramsey, and now
Phil Jones,
then Fellaini.
Paul Pogba's brother,
Fabio Borini.
And now we have Messi.
Is a platinum blonde?
Platinum blonde. I think it's trying to run away from tax authorities.
I blame Fabian McCarthy for this. I blame Benny.
Benny's the one who started with the blonde. What?
Oh yeah, he did.
Benny used to love the blonde Eskel. Eskel and cut blonde. That was Benny and Sir Zuma.
Benny is the biggest name dropper. You know when you hear him on SuperSport. You know when I was playing under Jose.
He loves Portugal.
But who was he playing under? He was playing under Jose.
And Jose used to tell me and Cavalier. I was like, oh come on.
But he's a big player.
We get you, bro.
It's a massive player.
He actually developed football when he came back to Pirates. Our standard of football just skyrocketed.
He's back to shit now, but he was overweight for days
when he came to Pirates.
But he was still banging.
He didn't need to be fit.
Still banging.
The guy was like, he looked like a Teletubby.
If you can do a bicycle kick, then your weight is fine.
When last did you do a bicycle kick? Benny can do one now for us. Benny, where you?
Why didn't he go? Why didn't they take him as a coach?
As a coach,
I didn't get it. Why didn't they keep him as a coach at Pirates? What is the problem?
He's developing his own coaching in Scotland, and he's coaching.
Done with his badges.
He's done with his badges. But he's here now, just thriving at Tashes.
At Super Sport and thriving at Tashes.
Like,
I remember we saw him.
We were together
at the Kanye West concert.
I saw him at Bowls. You see this one here at Zulek.
Yeah.
He was there.
At the bowling club.
Dog, literally.
Chewing bums.
He pulled out a black card to buy like dumpies of Black Label. That's when I knew this guy is my hero. A black card to buy
like a fish.
Look at his CV, bro. He started a verse by saying, Leka 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 Fish.
Hey, ta-da.
You're making me nervous. His CV is extensive.
Let's just move on, guys.
His CV is extensive. Alright, so Messi's hairstyle. What? Is he a wolf or a puppy?
He's a wolf.
No ways. How is he?
He's a wolf. How is he a wolf?
He's a wolf. Well, he looks like a wolf.
No, he's wolf. He's used, boy. He's used.
He's tried everything to look like.
And he's got a new Portree's tat. I've seen his tat there on the Portree's.
Yeah.
He's done so many things to try and gain some swag. It never works.
The beard
didn't work. The fade didn't work.
Yeah.
The Fabian McCarthy's not working.
Yeah.
Go home, boy.
Now he needs to just cheat on his wife. Just to make him look like the scumbag he is.
He needs to just... Messi.
And then, Anthony Martial has been relegated to the number 11 after trademarking AM9.
That's not a relegation.
And they've basically shown him that he is a small boy. Small boy.
No, they just showed that Zlatan is a big player. Go take Giggs' number, which is also a great number at United.
Yes.
But Martial, the problem is he went out on a whole marketing campaign and he spent money on our website and shit. I hope they give him his money.
There's one word you can say to Martial. Or two words, actually.
What?
Hit up.
Hit up, Ntoano.
Hit up, boy. Hit up.
Okay, so Martial is a small boy.
According to sources, his face didn't change.
His facial expression didn't change.
He took the news and he carried on.
Okay. Generic.
Steve Bruce, puppy or wolf for resigning 3 weeks before the league starts?
As a wolf. That's a wolf thing right there.
Do you know a South African team actually bought Hull City, a company?
Really?
South African company has bought into Hull City. Jeez. That's why they were stalling on transfers, because there was some transaction that they were about to finish.
Oh, shit.
So, there we go. I don't know who the guy is. Maybe it's Patrice. Who knows?
That would be massive, dog.
And then, Liverpool's bizarre hotel demands were leaked online. And, I mean, this has to be one of the craziest things we saw. Adjoining rooms for Hendo and Lallana. Why do they need to have adjoining rooms all the time?
BFFs, bro.
To chew each other's bums.
They need to chew each other's bums. So
with dick.
They are using
in your bum.
Are you done?
Liverpool so shit.
Yo,
and
the
then there was something else, man. Lallana and Thingy had adjoining rooms, and then.
Coutinho had a fan.
Coutinho needed a fan
in his room
to blow him.
Not like a fan.
A fan.
Not a fan who wanted to blow him, but like a fan.
Oh wow!
Like, you know, with blowing wind. Yeah, not a fan.
How
to
nice
blow
would
him.
It have been if he requested a fan?
He would have been my favorite player, dog. We need to sign that guy. Sign him now.
100 million right there. You see that?
Yeah, that's 100 million. 100 million.
And then Cristiano Ronaldo's new... Oh, and a smoking room for Jurgen Klopp, obviously, because he smokes like a fucking chimney.
I can see his mouth.
You can see that he's a smoker.
Smoking
mouth.
Mouth.
Those pink bleach lips from people who smoke too much. Those tiny dots of pink all over your lips.
Cristiano Ronaldo's tan, straight from the tanning beds used by Radovan Krejcer before the jail version. Did you see how brown he was? Browner than both of us, Theo Moses.
Jesus.
Did you see that picture with Conor McGregor when he was in Las Vegas?
Yeah, but he's conditioned.
The guy's living life.
He's conditioned. No,
Bra-Chris.
That man is.
Bra-Chris. And then did you see him with Jennifer Lopez?
Bro. I hope he chewed.
He chewed those bumps.
Do you think so?
Is she
Cristiano level though? Is Jennifer Lopez
Chief. How are you 40 something and still look like that? Who live like that though?
Easy.
Nah, family. I hope he chewed.
I don't think she can fall off.
I don't hope he chewed. He chewed.
You know what? Cristiano just needs to date a Kardashian. That's his next media level. He's gonna put him on the next.
But which one?
Chloe.
He's level. Chloe likes washed guys. I mean, French.
Yeah,
Shanna Lamarche.
Yeah, by the time she dates
him,
he'll be washed. You'll be playing in the MLS by that time in LA.
That guy will not get washed. He'll retire a god. He won't get washed.
The model one. Kendall.
Kendall.
But she looks like just like a Taylor Swift, man. Just like another thin white girl.
Well, what's the one? The one who got her lips done. What's it?
Kylie.
Well, Kylie.
Yeah, Kylie.
She's fire now. Tiger's Adam. She's super fire.
Are they still
now.
Together?
Well, yeah. They bang once in a while.
Eating squid.
Anyway, moving on to Cola Torres' new play, Misery. A Celtic story was plastered all over the world's sports pages. Did you see that picture of Cola Torres being unveiled as a Celtic player? He looked like he was just thinking about other things.
Like he was swallowing vinegar. Or that cod liver oil your mom used to give you. Like,
yeah, the stomach ache. Cod liver. I think I left.
Is that castor oil?
I think it's the
castor
same.
Oil. For us black people, it's castor oil, guys.
Castor oil.
I think I left the washing
and
on the line.
Sugar.
Oh, shit. Did I leave the stove on?
Like, he didn't care.
He looked like he was on his way to something. Though.
He joins the great pantheon of miserable soccer stars like Nicolas Anelka when he joined West Bromwich Albion. You remember that picture?
Yeah, him.
And who's the other guy?
Aaron Lennon,
when he went to Everton.
I was like, dude, are your socks wet? What's going on? Why is there? Why are you making that face? He looked like his dog had just died.
Zlatan when he joined United as well.
Zlatan wasn't so happy. He's now arrived actually, as we've seen today. He's in the training ground today. And then Mourinho refused to sign a Chelsea shirt because to hell with Chelsea and whoever, love him. Wolf or Puppy for refusing to sign a Chelsea shirt.
How about Ozil's face when he joined Arsenal?
Ozil's face was
happy.
He was happy, boy.
He looked like he was trying to
sleep. His eyes looked like he was asleep all the time.
You guys are disturbing me.
His eyes say he was asleep all the time.
Is that why he's got his assists are so amazing? Because of those eyes, bro.
Sumptuous. He's got big eyes. He just sees shit that you don't ordinarily see.
360 degree view.
Big fucking eyes, nice fucking fish.
Anyway, that's about it for the football show, man. We were encouraging our fans to text us and WhatsApp us with your favorite moments from the football show. I'll just tell you mine. The stripper. What was your favorite moment? What was your favorite moment, Theo Mojo?
Oh my. AKA came on here. He has a good sport.
Second episode.
He knew so much about football. I was stunned. But yeah, he was good. I think that was my favorite.
I think that was my favorite as well. Black Les wasn't bad as well. Black Leslie.
Black lesbian.
A huge Arsenal fan. Huge Arsenal fan.
He is a big Arsenal. How is this mixtape?
AKA is probably an annoying Man United fan.
He's a bad United fan.
AKA, he's an annoying United fan because he knows so much, and he talks crap.
All United fans annoying.
But he was such a great fan. Guest to have on the show. We had Claire Mawisa. What a fire cooker.
Shang it through ball, boy. Don't you have numbers? What's happening?
We've got numbers, boy.
Keep on going.
Don't shang it through ball, boy. Who else did we have here? We had the king of swag, Tim Sugazi.
My God! You're telling us about him meeting Mayweather in Las Vegas.
He's like the Jorge Mendes of South African football. The most fire football agent of all time in South African football. In 2015, sure. Last year, he had the 2016 Range Rover homage, fucking signature, autobiography, everything parked outside here.
That story that killed me when he said he went to meet Mayweather. And Pacquiao's representatives at the top floor of the Bellagio in Vegas, trying to bring Mayweather Pacquiao to South Africa.
That was a
before
fire
before Madiba died. He's fire.
And that's what's up. Yeah. And that.
And what else? What else is your... Uncle Kevin, you listened to the football show.
My favorite moment actually happened like an hour ago.
Okay. What happened an hour ago?
When we were warming up for this show.
Yeah.
We were playing a bit of foosball.
Yeah.
That's how we warm up.
And you used...
I chowed this other light here. I don't know if you guys know him. But he's in studio. Chowding 10-0, scored a header on a
foosball
table.
10-0 on a...
Scored a header by...
A header.
Header.
Oh yeah. My God.
Whooped his monkey.
No.
That's when I knew I was destined for this.
You knew you were made for this.
That's when you retire your foosball jersey for life.
So thanks for giving me that, guys. I feel like you're responsible for that moment in my life. I just want to say thank you.
No, Andrew, you're welcome. Well, Andrew, now we know.
Your favorite moment on the football show?
Now you know you beat someone 10-0.
On the football show.
Yeah.
It happened an hour ago. I was also there. I was in that moment as well.
Yeah, my favorite moment, actually, to be real. It wasn't actually on the show, but it was on the way to the show when Comrade Question came to me. He's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know, I'm just chilling. Then he was like, yo, listen, I'm going to take you somewhere. It's going to change your life. So I'm like, what's this? He sends me the link to this shit. And I'm like, Cliff Syndrome, what's this, bro? I open this shit and I see this nigga posing at the front there, and I'm like, why are you here, dog?
With Super Mega.
Yeah, I'm like, were you here for a show? What were you doing here? He's like, let's go. When I walked in and I found out this nigga is hosting the damn show.
Anyway, we've got messages obviously from the ever beautiful 23. She says, just tuned in, crying face, heartbreak. Yeezy Hendrix, Yao Kodu Agyekum, he says, my WeChat isn't working, but my favorite moment is Durak Jesus' Jollof Rice rant. Yo, remember that Jollof Rice?
I think it took 10 minutes.
It took 10 minutes.
And he was, you could see like his face was throbbing.
That vein was about to pop, yeah.
Was about to pop.
And then we've got a message from the Lioness, Lindelwa R. She says, the football show is a twang festival.
Oh.
Theo Mojo and
thank
Adele.
You very much.
I believe
she exposed him.
Yeah.
What is that?
And then Swanee says, thank you to the football show for helping me keep my sanity when my football team was doing nuts over the last year. I love you forever. We love
thanks
you so much.
Juan
Elezuma says, guys, please explain to me what teams consider when they determine a transfer fee. I have no idea.
Swag, I told you.
Gantonto Matlingos says, football show, time to chat about the Lord Conte. Anything about Antonio Conte?
He's gonna not win the Premier League.
He's gonna not win the Premier League.
Yeah. Along with Wenger.
Yeah. He won the Scudetto three times in a row, guys. Hey, come on.
The Premier League is a different story, Baba. It's a different.
It's mean indeed.
It's this is real shit, man.
It's the Manchester show, niggas.
Twani says Messi is a wolf. I beg. We know how you feel about Messi, Twani. Just sit down. And then Lioness Lindelo Ara again says, why do you keep saying shoot those bombs? These are
cross
not
the country.
These are not great visuals.
How do you even chew bums?
He chewed the bums, bro. What sound effect is that?
Shout out to fellas.
Oh, what's that? Shout out. We've got another message from Twani who says, what happened to the Sporno? Please ask Joao Matthews where the Sporno is.
Yeah, I think he's still out on location.
He's still out on location shooting the Sporno with some succulent Vambo and Herero virgins in the Swartkopmund in Namibia. So, chewing bums.
That's right.
I can't believe this is the last one, man.
And Mashobane, Banile Charisma says, my favorite moment was when Durag left the studio after a Man United talk. Oh, man.
Last season was hard on everyone, bro.
Zandistile Mseleni says, cheers, guys. The hate of Messi the Great. We still hate Messi. Messi is a sinker. He is using drugs. Man, I'm about to cry right now, man. This football show, this thing has given us so many opportunities.
So many opportunities and so many things.
Things, bums have come our way.
Hey, baby, not me, though.
Bums have come our way.
I've just been chilling in the studio.
We've gotten Jesus a platform to vent against white privilege. Theo
to vent against
Jews all the time.
What? I did not say that is
Jesuits. Gave Kevin a minute of basketball.
Allah will bless you in abundance for that, my boy.
Allah is merciful, and we thank Allah for this opportunity. We thank Cliff Central. We thank Gareth Cliff. Everyone at Cliff Central for this platform. It's been a great year and a bit, and we've had so much fun. We've met so many people we never thought we'd meet.
And we're going to go do bigger things.
We're going to go do bigger, not even small.
Going to make sure you follow us.
We're going
sure
inside. We're going inside.
And soon enough, inside. We're going to come back.
Scorn, boy. Have you ever had have you ever plowed anyone? Scorn. You know when you enter a girl for the first time, scorn. Just
when it's overcast. That's what we're doing.
Going inside, man. Theo Mojo, what do you want to say to the people listening to the football?
Thank you. Again, to Cliff Central, thank you, Gareth, thank you, Rena, thank you, everyone that's given us the opportunity, who saw what we could do, and this is not the end. We will still be part of the family, we'll still be popping in, giving you our attention, and
you do what you do when you pop.
But keep tuned in, we are going to give you more of the football show in a different format.
Keep following the show, and it's going to blow your mind.
It's going to be even better, and it's going to be in a different place. But make sure you listen and make sure you keep.
Oh, the hotline playing!
telling us what's going on in your lives and football. Thank you very much, everyone, and we'll see you soon.
Oh, man, I'm about to cry here, Theo.
Yeah, it's emotional.
I don't even know what to say right now, man. I just. Yes, Lord!
This guy's a sink, what
the? I can't stand this nigga.
I can't stand this nigga, boy. Be kind to strippers. All boobs matter. And may the swag be with you. May it always be with you, man. We love you guys. Thank you so much. We are.
This is CliffCentral.com.